Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome and thank you for joining Safilo Group's first quarter 2006 results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Roberto Vedovotto, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Roberto Vedovotto, Chief Executive Officer of the Safilo Group. I'm here with Francesco Tagliapietra, Director of Administration and Control. And it is our pleasure to be back here with you and discuss our first quarter results. I think you have the presentation in front of you, and I'd like to start from page 2 with some key facts for the first quarter. I'm pleased to announce these results for 2006, which, again, after a positive 2005, confirm the improvement in Safilo's results, I would say both in terms of sales and profitability. In the first 3 months of 2006, our company had revenues for 302 million euro, up 7.5%. On a constant currency basis, the growth would have been around 3.3%. In terms of EBITDA, we were up 9.1% to 53 million euro, and our net income almost tripled to euro 17 million. In the same period, we have also generated 22.1 million euro of cash compared to the same period of 2005. And our net debt was 494 million euro. These results that we are today discussing should be considered, in my view, even more positive if we take into account the fact that we have been able to reach these results without the contribution of any new brand or new business, so it's all like for like. If anything, actually, we got to these numbers without having Burberry into our portfolio brand. With reference to the Polaroid Flooring License Agreement, that, as you know, we have not renewed, our sales were slightly lower than the first quarter of last year. But we are confident, as we said previously, that we're going to make at least 16 million euro of revenues with the brand for 2006. With regard to the industrial reorganization, so I hope everybody can hear me. I was talking about the industrial reorganization, making some comments there. The implementation of the lean manufacturing project is continuing, although our main priority at the moment is clearly to deliver products to all the customers that have made orders. And I will now go on with a brief summary of key highlights for commercial results. Again, first quarter 2006, before then handing it over to Mr. Tagliapietra, who will go into more details in terms of financial performance for the company. If you go to page 3 of the presentation, as you can see, the increase in net sales has been achieved mainly in the American and Far Eastern markets, with the European market penalized by a level of orders who was much higher than the production capacity that we had available. In terms of market mix, this market mix, this performance, growth performance, has led our growth concentrated on sunglasses, which have, of course, a greater penetration potential on those markets that have been performing better. On a regional basis, I would like to note the following sales trends. Let's start from the Americas, up 19.4%. In local currencies, U.S. would have grown about slightly more than 7%. In Europe, in the first quarter of 2006, net sales were up 3.6% compared with the same period of 2005, and this is the result of the decision to prioritize certain countries. In fact, if we look at commercial performance in more details, we can see that Italy was up more than 10%, and also Germany and UK did extremely well. Going to Far East, the turnover has again shown an extremely good performance. Asia Pacific was up 17%, confirming the recent growth trend in the area. And here, we have grown in all market sectors, both prescription and sunglasses. Sales in China were extremely positive, and we expect some further improvement. We continue to believe that sales can grow further in these markets, and these markets themselves represent the best growth opportunity for our company and our industry. If we turn to page 4, in the first 3 months of 2006, again, you can see that sunglasses sales rocket to by more than 13.4%, with an excellent performance of our core license brands. I think this is the further confirmation of Safilo leadership in design and innovation on the high end, on the luxury segment of the eyewear market. In the period, we also saw a strong recovery of our house brands, which are now growing better than before, and they are in the high single digit area in terms of growth. We're confident that this trend will also continue in the future. I'd now like to give it to Mr. Tagliapietra, who will comment in more details Safilo operating and financial results. Mr. Tagliapietra.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Vedovotto, and good afternoon to everybody. As Mr. Vedovotto has already mentioned, the first quarter of the year closed positively, with the main economic and cash flow figures showing an improvement compared to the same period of last year. If we go to slide 5, we can see that all the key ratios improved compared to the first quarter 2005, both in absolute amount and in percentage over the revenues. In particular, we experienced an extremely good quarter in terms of net profit due to good performances in operating activities, financial costs, and fiscal impact. Turning to slide 6, as we go into the details of the profit and loss, a significant improvement can be seen firstly in the gross profit for around 140 basis points compared to last year. There are various reasons to have led to these results, including the positive effect of exchange rate. In terms of basis point, one third of this improvement is coming from a better FX compared to the first quarter 2005. We can, however, affirm that the initial results of the industrial reorganization project are beginning to be seen, and I can confirm that this will be more obvious in the second half of the year. The positive results achieved in the cost of goods sold have been compensated for by an increase both in commercial costs and G&A expenses. Both these items have been impacted due to the revaluation of the value of the dollar during the first quarter of this year compared to 2005. On top of that, marketing expenses increased slightly more than revenues due to higher level of investment in house brands. As far as G&A costs is concerned, they were affected by the increased cost of salaries, linked mainly to an increase in personnel in the product and logistic areas that occurred during last year. In the financial side of our profit and loss, the cost has been reduced thanks to the lower level of debt and the lack of costs linked to the exchange rate oscillations that penalized 2005 results. Tax rate is falling significantly and is approaching to a normal level that is foreseeable for the future. Now, in terms of cash flow, the management of cash flow has been one of the positive aspects of this quarter, with a significant improvement compared to 2005. As usual, in the first quarter, there is an erosion in free cash flow compared to the end of the previous year, following the seasonality of our business, in particular sales. The investment in assets are in any case in line with the target that we gave, that is in the range of 30-35 million euros per year. In terms of management of working capital, as you can see in the slide number 8, page 8, you can notice that we achieved a substantial improvement of the ratio of working capital over revenues. We are extremely happy about this result and the fact that we have been able to keep the level of working capital stable despite the increase of sales is a good sign in terms of average days of payment to our service, to our customer, and the cash that we are able to receive from our customers. Now, I hand over to Mr. Vendovot again for the remaining slides.
Yes, we are on page 9, a little bit of an overview on license. I think we said previously that at the beginning of January, Yves Saint Laurent was extended to 2010. On April 12, Max Mara had been renewed until 2013. On the same date, we also reached an agreement with the shareholders of Max Mara to grant us a new license for Max & Co., which is the second brand of Max Mara, which is the young line for Max Mara. And again, this will, in terms of expiration, be in line with what we have for Max Mara. So we have both brands until the end of 2013. We keep discussing with a number of different players into the fashion and luxury world about increasing the number of brands into our portfolio. We are very positive on some of the discussions we are having, and we hope to come back to you with some good news pretty soon. I also wanted to give you a little bit of an update on Solstice. During the first quarter, we've done a lot of work in order to be on target with what we told you we were going to do. So at the end of April, we have 62 stores, up from 54 at the end of December. And we can confirm that the plan of having 65 to 70 stores by the end of June will be realized. What we're seeing in terms of sales and profitability is still very, very encouraging compared to both last year and our budget. So we're very excited about the Solstice once again. Last but not least, on page 11, again, an update here where I'd like to mention to you that at the industrial level, few improvements have been achieved, both, I would say, in terms of increasing the level of production and in terms of economic performance. We expect to still experience, unfortunately, some difficulties in the second quarter, but we also believe that we will have stronger signs of recovery during the second half of this year. With that said, I would like to thank you very much for your attention, and together with Mr. Tagliapietra, we are now available to answer to any of the questions you may have.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. We have a first question from Mr. Flavio Cereda of Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon to everybody. Two questions, if I may. Firstly, are you in a position to review or update any guidance for the year? And if you could help us understand what kind of foreign exchange rate you're using at the moment, maybe for your budgeting purposes. And the second question that I had referred to the new stock option plan. And I was wondering if you could give us more details, not necessarily the names, of course, but how many beneficiaries are likely to be. Is it a significant thing for all middle management as well? And it mentions EBITDA targets, and I was wondering whether you could give us a sense of what you had in mind. Thank you.
Yes, Flavio, thank you very much. So the first question is if we wanted to review our guidance. I think no, we're not in a position to review the guidance that we previously gave you. Of course, we don't like the way the dollar-euro is going, and given the fact that we have an important part of our sales into the U.S., also keep in mind, please, that we have a substantial part of the things that we buy into U.S. dollars again. So I think potentially at this level of dollar-euro, we can have about 5 million euro of negative impact into our EBITDA. In terms of, I think, the second part of the first question was what is our euro-dollar exchange rate for our budget, and it is 120. And the second question was referring to the stock option plan that board of directors have approved yesterday. I'll try to give you a little more flavor about it. It is a 4 years plan. There are about 28 participants into the plan, So top management and some of the most important people in the middle management, all the designers are participating into the plan, and the plan has EBITDA targets that I cannot disclose, but are in line with the plan that we gave during our IPO roadshow. So I think that it is an important instrument to motivate and retain the senior management of this company, and we believe that you know, we have precisely delivered what we promised, so a long-term incentive plan in order to improve performance of Safilo.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Stefano Corneliani of Intermonte SIM. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have two questions. First one about your order inflow. If you could provide us a flavor on the kind of order inflow you're experiencing, because if I'm not wrong, you mentioned some 15% growth in orders taken during the first quarter, where production you face production constraints. Just to have a feeling on how it proceeded or not. And second, about Credit Suisse and the upcoming expiration of your lockup, just to have an idea of you had talks with Credit Suisse in order to understand whether they will dispose their stake or not. Thank you.
Okay, so the first question is orders. Yes, in the first quarter we have seen orders up 15.5%, as you correctly mentioned, compared to last year. April was a good month too, and May is materializing as a strong month as well. Please consider that for April we have had Easter and April 25th vacation in Italy, whereby we've seen clearly the impact of those dates compared to the previous year, where Easter was, I think, in March. So I can confirm to you that we are in line with the growth of orders that we've seen in the first quarter. Our collections are very well perceived and received into the market, so we keep seeing a strong flow of new orders from our customers. In terms of the second question you had, again, it's very difficult for me to answer to this question, because again, I have somehow a dialogue with Credit Suisse and Boston Private Equity, but clearly it's not that they are very active anymore into the life of our company. So last time I spoke to them, they said that clearly, being a private equity and being now shareholders into a public company, they probably would like to exit from the investment, but I cannot give you a certain answer on this point, because you know, it's their shares and they will make their own decision. My view is that usually private equity firms do not participate into public company for such a large stake if not at all. So I believe that sooner or later they will exit from the investment. Unfortunately, I cannot tell you much more than this.
Thank you.
The next question is from Ms. Rachel Golder from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead, madam.
Yes, thank you very much. I wonder if first you could just give us a little bit more detail around the production challenges, sort of what the main causes are, what's being done to fix them. Yeah, I'll start with that question. Thank you.
Yes, as we were saying during the presentation, in terms of production, we have, in this moment, in the second quarter, we improved compared to the problems that we had in the first quarter and mainly in the month of January, February. So the level of production are increasing. In this moment, we haven't solved all the problems, so we are not in the position to recover the backlog that we had at the end of the first quarter. The goal is in this quarter to be able to fulfill the request of the market in the quarter, and then in the second half to recover what is in delay coming from the previous month. So I would expect a good quarter in terms of deliveries, but the recovery of what we have lost will be seen only in the second half of the year.
Yeah, I guess I was just looking for a little bit more detail. For instance, is it machinery that you either don't have and need or that isn't working to full capacity? Is there some bottleneck in the supply chain? Is it anything to do with Far East sourcing? I'm just curious as to what the real drivers of the production bottleneck is.
Yes, in terms of bottleneck that we have here, we have two types of problems in some way. First one is coming from the mix. As you probably know, we make metal products and then plastic products, and inside the plastic products we make injected octane and acetate.
Mm-hmm.
So the mix, if there is the new collection that is requesting more in one of these type of materials, it's not so easy to switch quickly from people from one type of production to the other. So we need some time to teach people and to move to a different type. And secondly, we are not in this moment in a position to hire too much people because we are in a process of reorganization, production reorganization. So we prefer to use external suppliers for fulfill the higher request from the market. And external supplier obviously don't have infinite capacity for support us. All these type of problems give us some problems in terms of quick answer to level of orders higher than the initial capacity.
That's great. Thank you very much. And I jumped on 3 minutes late, and you were in the middle of saying that a certain brand was going to generate $60 million of revenues in 2006, and I was wondering if you would remind me what that brand is, and then also tell me if there are any other significant licenses coming up for renewal this year.
Yes, I was referring, Rachel, to Paul Ralph Lauren. I was talking about Paul Ralph Lauren.
Thank you.
Which last year accounted for about 10% of our revenues, and what I was saying was that during the first quarter we have seen a slight decrease of sales for Polo, but we are confident that Polo will generate about 60 million euro of sales for 2006. In terms of licenses that are coming up for renewal during 2006, there is nothing significant. Success Avenue is one, but it's very, very small.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Daniele Benatoff of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Good afternoon. I had a very quick question again regarding the production issues. And I wanted to understand, I understand how much it impacts the top line, but also wanted to understand if it was in any way impacting the margin by the fact that in order to fulfill your orders, you had to do smaller batches and switch more often or outsource more production to third parties, either for lower margins, etc.
Yes, in terms of impact on the margin, obviously, as I was mentioning before, using external local suppliers costs more than make internal production, and this is in some way offsetting some improvement that we are achieving due to the lean manufacturing project. I expect that in any case this type of problem will expire, will finish within the first half of the year, because during summer time we will be able to organize the production and not to use too much this external supply. So it's a compensation between good result in the lean manufacturing project and extra cost for the external suppliers.
So in reality, the 140 bips expansion that we see in the gross margin should actually be greater than that on a steady state.
Yes, basically. Because of the results of the lean manufacturing have been perhaps better than what we expected also in the first quarter.
Thank you.
We have a question, a follow-up question from Mr. Flavio Cereda of Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, it's me again. I was wondering if you could update us on the progress on the debt refinancing negotiation front. Obviously, we've seen all the rating agencies have graded your rating as expected, and therefore, what's the timing? I'm surprised that we don't have news on this. Is there something imminent? Because I would have thought everything is in place now for you to be in a position to give us some information on that particular issue. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Flavio. In terms of timing, I think, I mentioned yesterday on the press release on my comment that the timing, I would say, is imminent. As a matter of fact, we are conducting the last few meetings, I would say, and I believe that as we always said, before the end of June, we will be completely done. In terms of expectations, again, I can confirm what we have done previously. I think credit market is in great shape, and I believe that we need to quickly capitalize from the way spreads are at the moment. So I hope to come back to you with more details very soon, but I'm very positive on the conclusion of these negotiations with a group, a small group at this point, of mainly Italian banks for the debt restructuring.
Thank you.
Mr. Villavotto, there are no more questions at this time, sir.
Thank you, Sherry, and thank you, everybody, for participating in this call. And I'm looking forward to speak to you commenting the second quarter and first half results in the near future. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.